This is Neil Chayet looking at the law. Giving blood is one thing. Taking blood without consent is quite another. It was 2 o'clock in the morning when a Missouri highway patrolman pulled Tyler over for speeding and then arrested him for drunken driving. The officer said Tyler was slurring his speech and had failed a field sobriety test. After Tyler refused to take either a breath test or a blood alcohol test, the officer ordered a non-consensual blood draw without securing a warrant. It turned out that Tyler had a blood alcohol content more than twice the legal limit. The Supreme Court concluded that the threat that evidence of drunkenness will disappear does not justify a forcible blood draw without a warrant. That despite the lateness of the hour, a prosecutor and a judge were available. The state argued that one fatality related to drunk driving occurs every 53 minutes, and a warrant is unnecessary for a simple blood test. Four justices dissented, but the majority ruled, and a warrant is warranted. As for Tyler, well, like the song says, he's on the road again. This is Neil Chayet looking at the law for CBS News, and for podcasts, go to lookingatthelaw.com.